Polls are open. It's primary election day. They're open till 8 o'clock tonight. If you're still in line at 8, you still get to vote. If there's any trouble, call 866-OUR-VOTE, 866-OUR-VOTE. I hope there is no trouble. There shouldn't be any. We spoke with Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson earlier, and all systems go. But they're ready for anything, of course. And a little shell-shocked from the 2020 election. Plus, they want us to remember, they never want us to remember, the trouble they believe that former President Donald Trump has caused, because they don't want to face him again. They really are very nervous about that, or it wouldn't be a whole period of time that continues to this moment of concern about a former president. It's astonishing, really. They'll be talking about it in the history classes for a long time to come. Meanwhile, those history classes might even be at Wayne State University, where they've had a great president for nearly 10 years, and he will be there for 10 years. But Dr. M. Roy Wilson, Wayne State University president, has announced that he will be stepping down. He will be stepping down as leader of this great Detroit-based university in about a year, when his contract ends, and that'll make it a 10-year opportunity. Dr. Wilson, I am sorry to hear that this is happening, but very happy to hear, after your tenure and some of the troubles you faced along the way, I'm glad you're doing it on your own and on your own time and of your own free will.
Well, thank you very much, Paul W. Always good to talk to you. Yes, I announced yesterday that I was not going to be seeking either a renewal or extension of my contract. I think it's time. You know, a lot of people don't realize, but after next year, I will have served as dean of a medical school, a chancellor or president of a university for 30 years, 10 of those years at Wayne State. So that's a long enough time.
Well, it's a long time, that's for sure. And 10 years in this role is these days a very long time, because the slings and arrows seem to be nonstop. You had to put up with a split governing board, a faction that wanted you replaced, and they were loud about it. It never made a lot of sense to me. I don't pretend to be on the inside there by any stretch, but everything I've ever known about you, Doctor, has been very positive. And the way that you improved student success, fundraising, which is very important to keep a university healthy, and the diversity, the opportunity that you've given inner city kids and others to do well. The Detroit News even named you a fellow Michiganian of the Year in 2022, this year, for dramatically improving graduation rates, especially among African-American students. You have a lot to be proud of, and still more to do. You're not leaving today. It's not for about a year.
That's right. There are a number of things that I want to get completed before next year, and a couple of those are really big projects. So stay tuned. I'm really looking forward to this next year.
And then when you do step away, as I understand it, from Kim Kozlowski in the Detroit News, that you'll take a one-year sabbatical. What does one do on a sabbatical? I guess whatever they want.
Well, sabbatical is meant to allow faculty and former administrators to retool in their areas of expertise. To get some extra training or write grants, just to somehow retool so that when they come back on faculty that they have something they can really contribute to the university. It's been a long time since I've actually done ophthalmology care. I used to practice ophthalmology and do a lot of ophthalmic surgery. I'm not sure I'm going to return to doing surgery, but I certainly intend to go back into the clinic, see patients. I loved it when I was seeing patients and teaching residents. I've got a lot of national connections that I plan to leverage to help young faculty navigate academic careers and students get into different prestigious spots around the country. So there's really a lot to do, and I'm hoping that my sabbatical year allows me to fine-tune what it is that that I'm going to do after I come back to be on faculty as a tenured distinguished professor.
Good for you. But as you say, it'll be in your area teaching and doing research in your field of ophthalmology. What would you say? We're with Dr. M. Roy Wilson, who has just announced that after this contract ends in about a year, he will be done as the president of Wayne State University. What do you see as and short answers on this, because I want a high point and a low point.
Well, the high point was certainly the improvement in the graduation rate. So when I first came, the graduation rate overall was 26%. It was about 7 or 8% for blacks. Now it's 60% overall and 40% for African-Americans. That's something that I'm very proud about. In terms of low points, I really don't want to dwell on that. I think there's been some things that I wish had turned out differently, but it's water under the bridge, and I'm looking forward.
Well, that's a good way to look at it. How would you, I know you still have a year, and you still may do things that will add to your legacy, but right now, how would you like to be remembered?
Well, probably two things. One, really student-centered. I really care about the students. I care about the success. And I like to be remembered as someone who really puts students first. And then secondly, I care about the community and put a lot of effort into building relations with the community. And I like to be remembered for those efforts also.
Well, you will be. And I'm very happy to report that you and your lovely wife, Jacqueline, are still going to be in Detroit, calling Detroit your home when you come back from this sabbatical. And you'll be around and you'll be contributing to the home that grew on you and became your home, matter of fact. Dr. M. Roy Wilson, Wayne State University president, we wish you well. It's always been a pleasure having you on, and we will continue to have you on whenever you need to come on and be heard by a lot of people.
Thank you very much, Paul W. Always a pleasure talking to you.
Well, it is our pleasure, our privilege, in fact. As we continue on this primary election day edition of the Paul W. Smith Show on WJR at 7:58.